The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Nobody's going to be 100% satisfied in a democracy like ours with every outcome. And I think the danger both among Republicans and among Democrats who increasingly just listen to each other, they just listen to people who already agree with them. Republicans, they have their own TV stations,
go ahead,
their own
radio. You can say Fox News.
They've got their own publications, their own blogs. Democrats, same thing. Increasingly what happens is we don't hear each other. And so what happens then is when Republicans promise to repeal Obamacare and it doesn't get repealed, they're outraged. Well, it must be because Republicans were corrupt or unresponsive or big money got involved. If Democrats get frustrated, they say, well, why didn't we have a public option in our health care system or have a single payer system? Well, it turns out that 85% of people get health care through their jobs. They're pretty satisfied with it. They don't want big change on that. That's why it didn't happen. It wasn't necessarily because there was some corruption or venality or that.
The president said something, in terms of the 85% of the people getting their, medical care, through their jobs, and that's why they didn't push the single payer. I think it's a lot more complex than that. And I'm not sure about that. I mean, if 85% of the people were getting, their medical care from their employers, why would you turn this thing so much upside down?
That's really weird for me, and that strikes a nerve for me because I had health care until Obamacare went through my job, until Obamacare went through, and now I have to pay more for it. So,
right.
It strikes a little nerve for me. So, it's the Obamacare is always, or the Affordable Health Care Act or whatever it's called, is weird for me because, like I said, healthcare became much more expensive for me. And it's almost twice as expensive for me to do it on my own than it is for me to do it than it used to be for me through my work.
Right.
But he talks about it, and I don't think it's worked anywhere near as well as he thinks it has.
Well, that's like everything, whether it has to do with unemployment or national security. It's this parallel universe that I think he's stuck in that seems to be disconnected from our reality and Main Street's reality, because most people would tell you, in much the same case that you just expressed, Scott, is that it's not working. And, the thing is, to me, that's disturbing, and I've said this before, is the Republicans have always talked about repealing Obamacare. But you're going to replace it with what? What's the alternative here? We already know the things, probably one of the biggest lies that have been perpetrated on the American public has been the Affordable Care Act, which has become the Unaffordable Care Act. And it's not Obamacare, it's Obummercare. Because it is one big bummer. I mean, to the point of, I was in California last week. I'm back in the East Coast in Florida. And, I was watching that video where the gal at Starbucks attacks, Governor Scott about her health care. Well, it's not Governor Scott's, sole responsibility. And it was interesting, too, by the way. I don't know if you saw it, but the governor's team came back and kind of expose this gal for her own political leanings and what she's been doing, and also the kind of job creation that has taken place there in the area in which she resides. Is that actually, jobs have increased in that area. So if you really don't have a job, it's almost like you're going out of your way not to have one. So, that in of itself was a bit revealing, to say the least. But this conversation about Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, will continue. But lately, it just seems like more and more bad news for us. But we got to do something about it. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you in part by our good friends at Save the Stork. You want to give them a call and get on the bus with us. 844-578-6757. It's the reason why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of a baby. Because 90% of the women who see an ultrasound of their baby don't go through with the abortion. And, well, you know, that would hurt business for Planned Parenthood, right? Only makes sense. Save the Storks, on the other hand, shows women all their options. This is why I want you to join me in supporting Save the Storks. They put mobile ultrasound vans right in front of abortion clinics. They have 21 right now, and they're in the works of putting together another 21. But we need your help. Need your help to get on the bus and help Save the Storks. You know, bring the truth. Bring the truth of the matter of a woman's baby that is growing inside her. Let her see an ultrasound. Something like 84% of women that see an ultrasound change their mind about abortion. They choose life. There are positive alternatives to what Planned Parenthood is offering as an easy and convenient quick fix. We know sometimes quick fixes are not the best way to go, and here clearly this is a clear-cut reason for us to understand. So give them a call, 844-578-6757. Tell them Bill Martinez told you to call, and thank you for joining us on the bus for Save the Storks. That number again, 844-578-6757. Well, with us right now is David Montesano. David is the founder of College Match, a leading global educational consultancy. For the 12th year in a row, 95% of David's clients secured places at their first choice colleges or university. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm doing great.
Hey, wonderful. What an incredible track record that you've had here. I know parents are starting, you know, to look at their seniors ready to graduate. Many are graduating, you know, next month. And so it's like, okay, we got college and, you know, some of these things probably should have done a lot earlier. So we're going to be in a little bit of a scramble. But you've got some great ideas. And with your track record of 95% securing their first choice colleges, that's incredible, David.
Well, thanks, Bill. I think the main thing here is just that people that we work with are really able to find the right matches. And, you know, finding the right match is really the key to having a successful college experience, to graduating on time, and even to securing the right kind of future for yourself as a student. And I know that that's what your listeners, your parents, and your students really want most, is to find that right match. And I can just give you a couple tips today that might be helpful in that direction.
Well, you say right match. What does a right match mean?
I'm glad you asked. The right match to me in terms of a college is the college that matches your values. So, you know, instead of picking schools based on cost only or location only, hey, this is really near my house, or, you know, it's somewhere familiar, or, you know, it fits my family's budget. That's important, but it's not the most important thing. And then also people choose based on prestige. You know, this has got a certain amount of either social prestige or job placement prestige or graduate school placement prestige. But the thing that people lose sight of is that it might not match who they are. And it may not give them the exact skills and experiences that they need to achieve their life goal, which is the most important thing. So really doing a little bit of kind of internal work before they figure out, you know, what they're good, figure out the colleges on their list is really the most important thing that we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, it's, you know, it matches up with, you know, the students and even the family, because it's not just the student going to college in some cases, and the ones that we hear about that are most successful, David, it's when the, you know, the team, you know, the parents, everybody's on the same page. Those are the students that have the, you know, the better opportunity and chance of being successful. Isn't that so?
Absolutely. I mean, it really does take a village to send a kid to college. And, you know, it's, no one does it on their own. I mean, that's a myth. And it really requires, you know, mentors, I think, along the way, people who can see that you have a talent as a student and can inspire you. But, you know, back to the idea of picking a school, one of the things that people don't realize, and this is really cool, is that there are six types of colleges available here in the U.S. We have the most robust system. We have the most choice on the planet. But, you know, like the paradox of choice, there's almost too much choice. And so people really don't know what to do. They're making these decisions, I think, based on external factors rather than internal factors. So if you can, one thing I'd love for your listeners to think about when they're choosing colleges is to think about their life goal. Are they here to help others or make an impact or change in the world? Be happy doesn't mean they're unhappy, or find out who they are and where they're going. And then what are their driving principles? You know, is it things like hard work or, you know, justice or, you know, what are the drivers that really make, or creativity, what are the things that make them really, you know, happy but drive everything, every decision they make in life? And then just to check to make sure that the colleges really share those values. Mm-hmm. If the college shares the values, then it's a good match. It's kind of like a match for life then. And, you know, basically it's going to be their network that they're buying for life, and it's a huge investment, second biggest after a home. So why not take the time to make that really carefully? And I hate to, you know, I'll plug my book now because this might really help people.
Right, exactly. I was just going to open that to you and remind everybody that our conversation with David Montesano, who is a renowned college admission strategist, has released his new book, Brand You, Four Steps to the College of Your Dreams, which was designed, as you can tell, to help students navigate, and I say students and the family, navigate the complex world of college admissions. It can be a bit foreboding, can it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, once you figure, because there's six types, and on page 75 of the book you mentioned, people can really, you know, drill down and read about these six different types. It's kind of like cars. You know, you're buying a car, and you want to make sure that, you know, maybe the sports car is the right one, or maybe you need an SUV, whatever it is, make sure you're getting the right type. And I think the biggest thing people worry about is cost. And I just want to say there's a lot of solutions to that. I'll just mention a couple solutions really quickly. You know, two-year colleges and transferring is one solution. That's not optimal, but that's a solution for people that can cut the cost dramatically. Mm-hmm. The other thing is ROTC. Joining you know, the military is another way that middle-class folks can actually look at accessing private colleges.
Exactly. Well, you know, I like the way you framed it in your book that you know, this is a courtship process. And sometimes what happens with kids is they're so worried about acceptance that they forego these practical ideas that you've shared with us in your book, Brand You. Isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. You're 100% right, Bill. Basically, what they should be thinking of is this is more like a long-term relationship and not a fling. And so, you know, it might be attractive to think about parties, but, you know, it's like Groundhog Day. If you're going to a party every single week, it's going to get boring, you know. And everyone wants to date a supermodel, but at the end of the day, is a supermodel going to love you back? And so it's really important to find the right fit, and it's the right fit for a lifetime.
And students, don't be afraid, as David cautions you in his book, don't be afraid to put your needs and goals first. After all, this is something where it really, truly can be all about you. Right, David?
Absolutely. It starts with you and it ends with you. This is about your life.
Well, David Montesano, a renowned college admissions strategist, his new book, Brand You, Four Steps to the College of Your Dreams, available at all the usual places, right, David?
Absolutely. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and hopefully coming to a bookstore near you.
Exactly. David Montesano, thank you, David, for being with us. This is Bill Martinez, just about 15 after the top of the hour right
now. Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez Live. Hey, just the way you like. Likas, fresh every day from 9 to noon Eastern Time. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. And understand that, I'll tell you, the war on food and free speech continues. It is alive and well and flourishing in our country. Nanny state activists have got a whistleblower journalist disinvited from the Consumer Federation of America National Conference. And you say, okay, so what? Well, we'll explain to you why so what and what is going on here. Our policy analyst, Jeff Steyer, a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C., he heads its risk analysis division, is here to break it down for us. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Bill. Good to be back with you.
Well, this war on food and free speech, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's really troubling. It used to be that the government said, you know, it's our role to give people advice about nutrition. Okay, that was it. And then it expanded to, we're going to use that advice to change how people eat by changing food stamp requirements and how we feed the military. And then it went into, well, if we know what's good for us and what's bad for us, then we should have soda taxes and fat taxes, and we should ban certain ingredients. And, you know, that was problemsome. But the whole idea of federal nutrition goes back to the government deciding what's best for us. The problem is that the government doesn't have a very good track record in its science and its nutrition advice, and it's been wrong over and over again. So investigative journalist Nina Teicholz wrote a book about it called The Big Fat Surprise. Arguing that actually fat is not as bad for us as many had argued, and has become a pillar of our federal nutrition advice, telling us to eat less meat and more carbs. And you know what happened is we all ate more carbs, thinking we were good and following the government advice, and then we all gained weight. So maybe it wasn't such a good idea. So Nina has been a kind of a groundbreaking reporter on this angle, writing the book and staying on top of it, most recently arguing that the dietary guidelines that the federal government puts into place haven't been so accurate. And she was invited, because she's a leading voice on this issue, to present at the National Food Policy Conference last week in Washington. And it, as you can imagine, the National Food Policy Conference is meant to be a forum where we have discussions about national food policy.
Right.
But when her co-panelist found out that she was on the panel, and her co-panelists were somebody from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who's been pushing the so-called sustainability movement, and the food police group, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, the panelists decided they were not going to participate in a panel with someone who was calling into question the gospel of federal guidelines. So instead of not participating, they strong-armed the conference to disinvite the dissenting voice. And last week we had this conference in Washington, and it was the USDA and the CSPI patting each other on the back. Now, you know, regardless of your view, Bill, on whether we should eat more carbs or less carbs or more fat or be vegan,
right,
you should think that when we make policy, when we have policy discussions in Washington, that we ought to have an open and transparent debate. And if you've got a controversial point of view, you should be able to defend it in front of your critics. And that's exactly what Nina wanted to do. But her critics from the USDA and the Center for Science and Public Interest were so afraid to be challenged that they refused to participate. And, you know, if I were organizing the conference, I would say, well, that's too bad. CSPI and USDA don't come if you're not willing to defend your views. That's what this whole point of a policy conference in Washington is all about.
Yeah, go figure.
We've gone so far in this country that the dissenting voice was muffled out and silenced by the federal government and the food police.
Once again, you see, this is the prevailing attitude that's been allowed to grow, and nobody is lopping off its head. It continues to permeate every aspect of our bureaucracy, and you know, this is what you do. You shut the mouths of the very people that you need to hear from. They're not represented, and then you have another form of Obamacare, demonstrating itself in other agencies.
Absolutely, and this is not unique. The Competitive Enterprise Institute has come under attack for simply raising questions about climate change. Now they're being audited Everywhere you turn, when you, it's fair in this country to have policy debates, especially over scientific issues. But what we're seeing today throughout the USDA, through the FDA, through the IRS, is that they are shutting down dissent. And that's where it goes beyond the policy debate, and it's not even American. And regardless of your view on the underlying issue, it's just not a good way in democracy to come up with policy.
You know, I wonder if the president is even aware of this, Jeff, because he said very, very plainly, looking into the camera, that nothing political is involved here, that the agencies operate under their own authority. I like what he said, and this is what people need to hear. He said, I do not. Well, what about your representatives? What about your underlings? We already have heard time and again where they've overstepped the boundaries. In fact, they even have intermingled with the military process to the point that the Secretary of Defense is telling them, look, it's one thing if you hear from the Commander-in-Chief, but if you're hearing from his staff as to what to do, then you should tell them in not so many words to, go talk to somebody else.
Well, Bill, you're exactly right. Let me give you a very concrete and specific example in my field, in the food policy field. The USDA representative, who would not participate with a critic, was someone by the name of Angela Tagtow. And she was appointed recently by the Obama administration to head up how we deal with dietary guidelines and how we advise people on how to eat. Her history of work, what qualified her, was she was a food activist pushing sustainability and gardens behind schools in urban areas. Now, I happen to be a gardener. I love gardening. I grow my own tomatoes. They're fantastic. But you can't feed America on backyard gardens and school gardens. It's great to learn how we eat. I'm all for that. But that's not the way we can feed the country and get them to eat healthy foods. If that's the goal, which I think it should be, why would you push organic food, which is more expensive? As an economist, I would say if we want people to eat more fruits and vegetables, we should make sure their prices are low. And the way to do that is to use safe agriculture. Organic food ties your hands. You don't use most of the pesticides. You don't use the fertilizers. And it takes more land and makes the food more expensive. I, as an environmentalist, want to grow as much healthy food as possible on as little land as possible and make it as inexpensive as possible. And the Obama administration appointment of a sustainable food activist who thinks we can solve our nation's obesity and food problems with backyard gardens and gardens behind schools has got it all wrong. What she ought to be doing is encouraging people to understand how agriculture really works and how we can grow more food for less money, which I think is a good thing to get people to eat healthier food.
And that's an excellent point here, Jeff. And what about the myriad of cultures that are involved here? How do you do a one-size-fits-all when you consider all the cultures that make up this country? I mean, everybody's body can handle a Twinkie. I'm being facetious here, but we know by cultures there's certain cultures that assimilate different types of food. So how do you do a one-size-fits-all, so to speak?
Well, you don't do it like the First Lady's school lunch program, and we're working right now to get Congress to give school lunch programs more flexibility. The Obama administration school lunch program took away that flexibility. You know, if you wanted to be able to serve healthy pizza, it had to be whole wheat pizza, all whole wheat. And that all whole wheat pizza doesn't taste very good. The Obama administration forced that down schools' throats, and you know what happened? The kids didn't eat it.
Right, they're throwing the food away. Yeah, Jeff, do you have time? Can you stick around for another segment? I want to expand a little bit more and drill a little bit deeper on this if you got 10 more minutes. Can you hang on? Okay, great. Jeff Steyer is with us. We've got more from Jeff and the food police and what they're doing. I mean, it shouldn't be a big surprise. I mean, this seems to be the prevailing strategy that is going on in just about every bureaucracy in the D.C. Beltway. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now,
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
He's making diamonds out of us.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, you know, I believe we've got choices to make. Let's make them based on facts and the truth as much as possible. And we need to understand there's a prevailing attitude. I mean, this idea that we live with the government of everything, who is our daddy, can answer all our problems and needs. I mean, really? I mean, you really want to believe that? Sadly, too many Americans have relinquished their ability to be free and along with it all their responsibilities. And in a sense, you know, they become modern day slaves to this government bureaucracy that says, look, we have a better way. We can figure this out. We know better than you do. I mean, it's all about government control over what you eat. And it's all in part because of this global warming fight that continues here. And it all comes down to what? Who's going to control your life? You're not big enough. You're not responsible enough. You know, if it wasn't for government, you'd be eating Twinkies 24/7, I guess. That's the deal. Right, Jeff Steyer? Yeah, go ahead.
That's absolutely right. And what makes it worse is that the government advice has been typically way off mark. And I just wish government bureaucrats and those who want to hand over more power to government, especially about personal decisions like how we eat, would have just a little bit of humility and recognize how off base the federal nutrition advice has been, which is why I think Nina Teichholz did such a service by writing about it. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's even worse that they got her disinvited from the panel. It's like gospel. There is no room for dissent when you've got an opposing point of view. They think, hey, it's the government. We're standing up against, I don't know, food interests or some industry interest, and therefore you shouldn't even have a voice to participate in an open debate. The irony, of course, you know, because this is part of the fight over meat versus carbs. Should we have more protein or more carbs? The irony is they disinvited Nina to this conference, but in an effort to appear balanced, they invited the head of the Potato Council. So they went from meat to carbs.
This is the fun part about, organizations like this and people with this kind of mindset. It is, like it or not, they, in the end, the very thing that they don't want to do or they try to cover up, it becomes an expose, doesn't it?
Well, that's why I appreciate you having me on talk about this, because the other side, I think there's a place for reasonable debate on these issues. And because when it comes to nutrition, we don't necessarily have all the answers. And as you alluded to before, different people have different foods that they can tolerate and do well with. And that's why we ought to have these debates. But what's so troubling this time and about this pattern coming out of this Obama administration, whether the president himself knows about it or not, is the people that he has appointed or the people that he appointed other people who have this view that the government is right and you can't call us into question.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we were talking right before the break there about, you know, these foods that are thrust upon, you know, these kids, and they just flat out don't like it. They're just not going to eat it. And, we've seen in studies how much food is thrown away. And I can tell you, anecdotally, just in my own experience, I remember when our kids were attending a school in Anaheim, which was at the time, I think about 40, might have been about 50% Hispanic. And then they had this this breakfast program for kids, which, you know, for me is kind of shocking because, you know, I remember as Hispanic and just in within the culture and families, you know, the sense of pride that they had. They didn't send their kids to school hungry. And all of a sudden they're sending their, you know, I don't know, they start relying on the government. The government says, hey, don't worry about feeding them breakfast. We'll take care of it. We'll feed them breakfast. Well, they go ahead and they start feeding these kids breakfast. Well, it's all these foods they don't like. Jeff, I mean, you know, these little pint containers of milk, they were being thrown away, cereal being thrown away. I mean, just in mass, I'm thinking, there are people starving here in this very city that would die for this stuff, that would dumpster dive after all this food and it's just being thrown out. I said, I'll guarantee you this. We could get a grandmother out of the community or even a mom out of the community and she'd be, you know, making tortillas right there and, you know, some rice and beans, a good healthy breakfast these kids would be eating and, the rest of the kids would dive in. It'd kind of be like in our household. Gosh, I remember the days when, you know, my mother was, making tortillas. That was, you know, the neighborhood delight and the kids could smell it, you know, all throughout the zip code. And it was, you know, kids would be coming through the door and go, oh, tortillas. My mother, you know, she couldn't make them fast enough. But, you know, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, you know, there's got to be a better way. But when you have government's imposition and their myopic viewpoint on this issue, we don't open it up for other opportunities like, you know, in this community, which is so heavily Hispanic. It's like, hey, get somebody in there making some tortillas or whatever. And you imagine, you know, there would be a lot less food thrown away and we could do it a lot more economically.
Well, that's right, Bill. And obviously the kids would wind up eating healthy foods like you're talking about. But people in the community do care deeply about the kids in their schools. And it's exactly what's happening is that people from the community are going in and offering to work on the school lunch program. The problem is their hands are being tied because of these static federal regulations that say you can't use certain ingredients. You can't use as much salt as it takes for this recipe. You can't use regular flour. You've got to only use 100% whole wheat flour. So you're right. The communities can come and try to answer the problem. But the Obama administration is part of a broader view from the left, which is that communities, people in the community, charities should not be able to solve problems. These should all be left up to the government. The problem is it's not working. And ironically, as you're alluding to right now, one of the big issues for the left is sustainability. They want food to be sustainable, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. But ironically, as a result of the Obama administration policies, more and more food is being thrown away. It is not sustainable because the kids aren't eating it. And what's worse is they're going to school or going to they're going to school with food because they're getting it from their families. But by lunchtime, they're hungry because they can't eat what the school is giving them. They're throwing it away. And then the kids are going out to the corner and buying very unhealthy fried foods because they're hungry.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, well, two things here. I want to drill down a little bit deeper here, if we can, in the last 2.5 minutes, Jeff, on the issue of sustainability. That keeps coming up, and we hear that more and more from the government. Exactly what does that mean?
It is a buzzword that makes people not think anymore. You know, everyone should be, I think we're all in favor of sustainability. What's the opposite of sustainability? It's not sustainability. So once you say sustainability, everyone says, oh, yeah, you guys are right. But what does sustainability mean? Well, digging down a bit deeper, if you look at the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, the Obama administration appointees that were put together to develop these guidelines decided that we should be eating less meat because meat is not a sustainable source of protein, and they wanted to switch us over to plant-based protein. They decided that fish, while maybe they're healthy, certain fish farming practices are not, in their view, sustainable. So we need to have less and less of that. And for some reason, they found that farm wages were not in line with their minimum wage guidelines or hopes, and therefore we need to have new labor practices dictating nutrition guidelines. So what they want is their version of sustainability to take over for sound scientific nutrition advice. And I am proud that I worked together with Congress to get them to change the requirement, or actually keep it the same, but be more clear about it. That is, the diet needs to be based on nutrition science and nothing else. You can't use sustainability arguments, which are bogus in the first place, to then change nutrition guidelines. It's got to be actual nutrition advice.
Well, they're bogus, and on the surface, Jeff, they're manipulative. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're social engineering this issue down to this level. I mean, it's never ending. I mean, this thing is like a cancer, this kind of thought and these kind of actions that, that it wants to ignore the facts and the truth and let's just do something in order to control people. Jeff Steyer has been with us. Jeff, is always good to have you with us. 19 right now before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Olé!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Now, I'll tell you what, yeah, a little Buster Poindexter, make you smile on this another great day. The Lord has made a day to rejoice and be glad in. Why not, huh? Hey, it's 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here live, and this portion brought to you in part by Save the Storks, an organization that, hey, I firmly believe in. I love what they're doing. They have produced 21 buses because they've chosen life. 21 buses that go out, and they get the proper permits and that, and they park in front of these abortion clinics, including Planned Parenthood, and they're giving women an alternative. They're giving them some more information about that baby that is growing inside them. A real simple process. You bring them in, let them see a sonogram of that baby. 84% of the women that see the sonogram go, wow, this isn't what the people have said. You know, everybody, it's just a bundle of flesh. It just doesn't really, it's not all that meaningful. You know, so what if you cut it out? You know, so what if we take care of this little inconvenience here for you? No big whoop. When they know, and I say women, even men, those that are involved, which is a whole nother, you know, part of the conversation. But the women inherently know that there's something not totally right about this, even though you got the good housekeeping seal of approval from the government saying it's okay. So Save the Storks is there and to give women, you know, more information. And I support them thoroughly. I hope you will get on the bus with us to Save the Storks to get these buses. They've got 21 buses in the offing. They're getting ready to release as well. They're fully outfitted. I mean, they look absolutely awesome. Go to the website, SaveTheStorks.com. You can see it up close and personal for yourself and be a part of the team that chooses life. 844-578-6757. That's the phone number. Tell them that Bill Martinez told you to call. 844-578-6757. Save the Storks. Scott Burdick is at Mission Control, is always keeping me out of trouble and pushing the main levers here. And so, you know, Scott.
Is that my
boy,
job? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
One of many things. Ooh. I mean, you know, how can I get into this?
I don't know.
You're like the Wizard of Oz. You know, we pull back the curtain and go, oh, is that all there is?
No, keeping not me out really. Of trouble is I haven't been trying to do that. So.
Well,
you did a pretty good job on your own on that.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Well, sometimes you just can't stop me, and I'm just headed that way. But I tell you, the folks are still talking about Jordan Spieth. And, of course, you know, you're hearing all the analogies and the hyperboles, you know, an epic meltdown. And, you know, again, as we're reminded that we're only human, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing it's us fans that have a bigger sense of letdown than Spieth. He's probably upset with himself in that. But it's us that puts that expectation on him. Mm-hmm. And so when he has that down day, we're like, well, that's not supposed to happen. He's the best golfer in the world. But at the end of that, after that, he's still human, and he is allowed to have off days. I mean, mm-hmm. for 3 days, he was the best.
That's right. Well, 3 days, I mean, for 2 years. I mean, you're talking seven, you know, between last year and this year. Seven rounds of golf, he's on the top of the leaderboard at the Masters, a major tournament, 22 years old, and then he comes and finds out what Amen Corner is all about, right?
Yeah, and, he had the one hole where he looked like me golfing. You know, he hit a ball in the water, and then his next ball goes right back in the water. So,
And then you knew the third one was going to go long. It had to go, you know, because there was no way. I mean, his whole swing, he's probably going to look at that video and go, Who got into my body to release the club like that? But it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, let's just get out of this hole, whatever we can do. Otherwise, as I cross over on the Gene Sarazen Bridge or the Ben Hogan Bridge, whichever, I think he went on the Sarazen first because I think it's to the left or the right's Hogan. But he's going to throw himself in the water and just, you know, hold himself in the fetal position, you know, just make this nightmare go away.
Yeah, and again, I've been there on a golf course numerous times, usually on the first hole, the second hole, third hole, and then I'll hit a good shot and I'll feel good about my game again.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick it right back up on the fifth or sixth hole.
Well, that's what us hack golfers do. You know, we don't do this for a living. You know, we just enjoy a moment. You know, it's like, oh, we got the perfect swing, the perfect drive, you know, a birdie, and, you know, we don't talk about all the birdies, but he had a great front nine in his... I mentioned earlier, this is a thought came to mind. I mean, this is Rory McIlroy all over again. And I'm sure, you know, maybe Rory has talked to him. I know that he ran into Nick Faldo, who drew benefit on one of his green jackets when Greg Norman had an epic meltdown of his own that is played repeatedly whenever the Masters comes to town. You know, we think about what happened with Greg Norman. And to this day, your heart's just... You know, out for Greg Norman. Now, you know, our heart's going to, you know, bleed for Jordan Spieth. But there's nothing like a string of victories to, you know, make that bad taste not necessarily go away, but it'll be mollified a little bit.
Well, if he comes back next year and wins it again, is that a comeback story? Because everybody loves a comeback story, you know.
Hey, the comeback story, like you said earlier, the guy got second. He still won $880,000. He has a quadruple bogey on 12 in the back nine. He still manages a 73, good enough for second place, and shared money, you know. And I understand. I mean, that is a minor consolation prize as you could look on his face and just see the disappointment. But I got to tell you, Jordan Spieth has a lot of class because a lot of other athletes, they'd have walked out of there, had nothing. They'd have come in with a hoodie, kept their hood on, you know, not talked to the press. I mean, this kid, 22 years old, you know, amazing.
Well, he had to give the jacket. He had to give the green jacket to Willett.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he was the one that presented him the jacket. And then they have the champions press conference afterwards where Willett sits in front of everybody else that has won the tournament. And Spieth had to sit right there behind him for that, too. And you could tell that he wasn't happy to be there, nor should he have been. I mean, you just nobody feels good when they lose.
Especially like that.
Oh, yeah.
And Willett had every reason to feel good about winning. Like you said, he made the birdies. He did a great job. And, I mean, and the ironic thing of it, you know, here he is. He's not sure if he's going to be able to make the tournament. His wife's pregnant. She delivers early. Okay, I'm on a plane. I'm going. I win. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right? Well, great weekend for him.
Well, yeah, exactly. Hey, great weekend also. Let's talk some other sports. Great weekend for Golden State, huh? For Steph Curry and the boys?
Yeah, they tied the Chicago Bulls all-time record for most wins in a season, 72. They have one more game to go. They are playing at Memphis, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And or no, they're at home against Memphis. They're playing Memphis. They're either at home or at Memphis as games are set up. You know.
Right. Yes, exactly. One way or another, either home or away.
They're playing a home or away game. And it's against Memphis.
We know for sure. But big win last night against San Antonio, though.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
They also last night they took the record for most. The best road record in NBA history. They beat the Spurs for the first loss at home for the Spurs all season long.
Mm.
So they ruined that for the Spurs. And it's shaping up to where now you're looking at seeing those two teams. If you're a basketball fan, you're hoping for those two teams to battle at some point in the playoffs to see who can be the best.
Exactly. Well, good fun. And of course, bad news as well. You know that we heard about, right? I'm referring to the shooting of all of a sudden my brain. I went to a place and it was there and all of a sudden gone.
You're talking about the shooting of Will Smith.
Will Smith, yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Former Saints player.
34 years old. Was he 34? Did I read that correct?
I believe he was 34 years old. He was shot in a road rage incident, it sounds like.
Yes.
And
yeah. I mean, the guy bumped him. He gets out of the car, argument, and and there he is. He's arguing with a guy who has a gun, and is a knucklehead enough to want to use it. Shoots him. He's dead. I think Will Smith's wife was injured as well.
She was injured. Yep, she was wounded. Will Smith was shot to death, and a horrible situation. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it sounds like the guy, as far as I could tell, the guy ran into Will Smith, and then he got out and shot Will Smith. So
these things that happen in life that should not happen like that, it just makes you wonder. And again, it causes you to appreciate all the more, you know, the meaning of life, and here's a celebrated sports figure, and this kind of situation that's just unfortunate, but that has happened.
There's some more news that came out yesterday that about a week ago, the Saints and whoever votes for the Saints had unanimously voted Will Smith to be voted into the Saints Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be announced in May, and too young, too soon. It's just a foolish reason.
Yeah, and it becomes a posthumous, award for his family. But his legacy will continue to be written, and you think of the contribution that he gave to his community, and what a teammate he was for the New Orleans Saints as well. Like you say, a great loss not only to the Saints organization, but also to the people of his hometown, no doubt about it. Hey, thank you so much for joining us and sharing a part of your day with us. That is a wrap for us. We will see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.